Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. From the green skies of Duck Nation in the Ohio vanquishment of the Seminole evil empire, and broadcasting from a small camoed slope roof converted duck blind single wide trailer. Didn't sound right without the single wide trailer attached to it. Kelly here, 6:06. It's December 2nd. Wow, we're already tearing into the new year. Hope you had a good break. You may be working this morning. Maybe you got the morning off or the day off again, but welcome to the show. I'm telling you right now, it was one heck of a game. And I think this national championship set up, this bowl championship, it's in its infancy, but I think it worked well the first year. You had the undefeated Seminoles versus the Ducks. And you also had the Ohio State, which they said should not have been in the game. You had them playing Alabama, and the outcome was perhaps not totally predictable. Was one heck of a game. Now here we go. I'll give you the Ducks first in just a second here, but. Unbelievable game between the Ducks and the Seminoles. It was so bad that the losing team, after the game, they say 70%, 80% of the team did not even come on the field and shake the hand of the winner. That's how bad it was. And but it was a very entertaining game. And now I think everybody is kind of excited to see what the national championship is going to look like. I've got all of that there for you. I've also got a bunch of predictions. I've got a few stories for you. The head of the top story on the Drudge: showdown budget war looms. Mario Cuomo's dead. The same day that his son was getting taken into office for the second time, sworn in. Here's an interesting story. The Obamas dine at a restaurant charging $500,000 for membership. Why does that not surprise me? All right. So let me get to these games here. I've got an entertaining show for you, but here is the Ducks versus the Florida State Seminoles. And I'm telling you, if you miss this game, it was just like a highlight reel in so many different ways.
Semifinal here at the Rose Bowl, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota head-to-head. Winston won the Heisman Trophy in 2013. Mariota won it a few weeks ago. Only the third time Heisman Trophy winners have faced each other. But the Seminoles struggled to convert in the red zone. They had their chances early in this game. Winston, on 2nd and 9, loses it. Florida State gets it back. They'd be forced to kick a field goal. So they go up 3-0. A little bit later, fourth and goal from the one. After they fall down 8-3, Winston, this is the biggest play of the game. Originally called a touchdown, but take another look. We had the camera in the right spot. That's why we have the college football playoff. Because we put the cameras on the goal lines, and you see the knee was down. It's overturned. Ball did not cross the line. Winston saw the defender, decided not to pitch it. That cost him. Turnover on downs. So Oregon gets it back. A little bit later, Oregon's up 11-3. And we're going to show you how Oregon scored, but focusing on Winston right now. Third and goal, and whoa, Nick O'Leary gets hauled down. Could have been a penalty. Probably should have been a penalty. No call made. Florida State settles for another field goal. So 6 points in their first three red zone trips. The Ducks, meanwhile, wanted to move Mariota out of the pocket early. Finds Charles Nelson for the first down. This was their touchdown drive to start things off. And there would be many more of these. Dwayne Stanford inside the 20, another first down. And then, watch this, kind of a double option here. Fake the first one and then pitches it to Nelson down to the 1 yard line. Soaring. Came so close. It was reviewed. Stays down at the one. Couple plays later, Royce Freeman in. 6-3 Ducks. We've seen this so many times. Oregon's going to set up in that weird formation. And they can shoot the field goal or go for two. They go for two and get it. Christian French.